I'm sitting here with Albert Quaid, a through-and-through New Orleanian who's landed one of the most fun jobs anyone could possibly have. Thanks for coming in, Albert. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is your job?
I'm a scout. They give me the script, and I find the locations.
So when you get the direction what to find, what's your next step? What are you supposed
to
do?
I go out, and I go knock on doors.
Literally?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's pulling the rabbit out of the hat, trying to find that last-minute location. It's happening so quick, and whatever you're finding, it's not going through. You can't follow through. You can't finish up on it, or you can't make a deal. There's prep days in someone's home, and there's a shoot day, and there's a wrap day. And then, of course, anybody in the neighborhood that we're imposing on, of course, we pay them also. And it's involved is permitting and places to put the base camp and feed the crew and hold the extras. And you never know what you're going to come up against. It's all logistics. Some people aren't interested, and it's good to know up front. Sometimes you get involved with some people, and you can tell they're just a little fussy about everything. And then sometimes we pull away from those because we just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it, too, so they're relieved.
So is that what you really like about the job? What do you really like about the job?
What I really like about it is just going all over town, places you've passed your whole life, buildings and homes and such that you've never been in. Just seeing some famous paintings and residential homes. There's one I saw was that famous Bouguereau of the peasant girl holding that blue and white china, which is famous. And then you'd think it'd be in a museum, but it's in this couple's home in Old Metairie. The same person owns this incredible Botticelli's. I don't think I've ever seen an oval Botticelli, but I think he has two. And it's almost like walking into an art museum, and sometimes you'll see a Renoir just in the hallway somewhere. And yeah, sometimes things like that surprise you. And this show, it's different because we get to play New Orleans as New Orleans. And you really feel like an ambassador of the city and representing the city. Hopefully we're doing a good job, and I think we are. I think the feedback we're getting is letting us know that we are doing a good job like that. And that's what's fun. It's great.
There's a lot of music in it too, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of music. I mean, we had Dr. John and The Rebirth. Dan, we're closing it out every time because our lead character bought an old bar and is fixing it up, and it gradually every episode it gets a little better. And we have second line. I know the script I just read, there is a second line. We do a lot of second line things. We did the Red Dress Run. That was a fun episode. And, of course, Mardi Gras. We've met people who aren't from New Orleans who say, you know what, after watching the show, we want to take a trip to New Orleans or want to move to New Orleans. So that's always good to hear.
Most people would say, I think, that this is one of the few shows that has sort of captured the spirit of, you know, we've had some really bad movies with bad accents that we all laugh about.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. Fortunately, this show, people, you know, say, oh, man, you guys are doing a great job of romanticizing New Orleans. But we're really just showing it, you know. I mean, we have good directors and good lighting and photographers and all that, cameramen. But basically, we're just kind of taking the city and what it offers and throwing it up and playing with it.
And if you think that they've sort of not quite caught the spirit, shall we say, or they think they have, but it's not right, do you have the right to say anything about it?
Oh, yeah, they do. And then remember, the whole crew, hair, makeup, all the guys around, cameramen and first ADs, second ADs, so many people. They'll let you know in a heartbeat.
Well, I want to thank you, Albert, for taking the time and coming and for giving us this walk through TV land. It's always fun to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to look at some of the places you've talked about and hope you'll come back. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Laying down one night with Papa Tell Mama.